something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack Situation, what you snacking on?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. It's the podcast where Matt Wilson and I eat snacks, and we talk about them, and we rank them, and a lot of times you can't get them, which is a flaw in our methodology.
Yes, sometimes they are regional.
Sometimes they're regional. In this case, it is a time situation.
That's true. We barely made the deadline to acquire a couple of Krispy Kreme.
Back at it again at the Krispy Kreme.
2012. Reese's Lovers donuts. And yes. But we also got some other stuff that you can get currently. So don't get too mad at us. You can try. I think two of the donuts we're trying today.
I specifically got the donut that they told me is replacing the Reese's donut so that we can see if this is a good move or a bad move.
Okay. I think that's smart. Now, we both – this is a morning record, one of the rare morning records for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm drinking coffee.
I am also drinking coffee. Let me tell you where I did not buy that coffee.
Did you not get it from Krispy Kreme?
I did not.
I also did not get my coffee from Krispy Kreme, Matt, because I have good coffee at home.
Same. And I don't particularly care for Krispy Kreme's coffee. Krispy Kreme does a lot right.
I will drink it in a pinch.
If there's literally nowhere else to go. if there's not a Dunkin' Donuts down the street, then I guess get your Krispy Kreme coffee. But it's one of the things Krispy Kreme has not figured out how to do well. Donuts, nobody compares. Coffee, they're not the best at it.
Nothing compares to you.
We're going to get into that in a moment, because here's the thing about these Krispy Kreme donuts and the other donut we got, Chris, the Oreo donut.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to think that any adulteration of the classic Krispy Kreme glazed donut is the very definition of gilding the lily.
I was actually going to bring that up, and I'm glad you brought it up. Because, Mitch Wilson, I agree. Why does Krispy Kreme have any other donuts?
Yeah.
Nothing that Krispy Kreme sells, nothing that that they have offered is as good as the regular hot and ready Krispy Kreme donut. I understand, like, if you go to the gas station and they got the glass case and that's got Krispy Kreme donuts in it, maybe you want, like, a chocolate donut or whatever, if you're wrong, but they have never had anything that's as good as their regular donut, which is the best widely spread regular donut.
I'm going to tell you this, Chris, and I'm not afraid to say it. When I went a mere half hour ago to Krispy Kreme, I got a 3-pack of donuts. I got a Reese's donut, I got an Oreo donut, and I got a hot glazed donut. One of those donuts I had to eat the second I sat back down in the car.
Buddy, can I be 100,000,000% real with you?
Right. Yeah, now? Yeah.
I got the two Reese's donuts that were on offer. I got the Oreo donuts, so we could try that. I got two glazed Krispy Kreme donuts. I ate one on the way home, and I've been saving one in case I wanted to eat it while we record.
Yeah. Yeah. That may be the only thing I must eat as soon as I get it. Anytime I get one is a hot – and, I mean, you know, there's a heat element here. There's a temperature – because – they're still good after they cool off, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
You don't get that buttery, just like it, when it's hot, it just like,
It quite literally melts in your mouth.
It melts in your mouth. It's so soft and smooth. It's one of the most perfect foods. And Chris, we ate them. We're going to have to rank an original hot glazed Krispy Kreme donut on this episode of Snack Situation.
Uh-huh.
And buddy, I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Here's what I'm going to say. Dolly Parton better watch her back. Watch Dolly? The throne, Dolly.
Dolly? Something's coming for you.
One other thing that we should mention, Matt, is that this is a North Carolina joint.
Yes.
This is North Carolina raising up. Take your shirt off. Spin it around your head like a helicopter.
I don't know if I've told this story on the show before.
Okay.
But when I was an intern at the Winston-Salem Journal in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, my main job was to go around town and do stories about like things around the city for a special summer insert that they do every year that they call the City Guide.
You've told me this.
Okay. So I was an intern. I was in college, and this was before I had journalistic ethics, let's say. Before I had taken an ethics class. And I decided that one of the things I was going to do in – one of the stories I was going to do for the City Guide was going to be about Krispy Kreme. And Krispy Kreme's headquarters is in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. So I went to Krispy Kreme's headquarters and – I interviewed a lady, and this was like in the middle of like a weird time for Krispy Kreme where they were kind of like losing business because of like stuff about carbs and sugar, and like suddenly Krispy Kreme had kind of become a target in the like healthy food wars, you know? And so Krispy Kreme was looking for any good press. So they welcomed me in with open arms. And I did like a puff piece about Krispy Kreme's history and how it started in North Carolina. And they've been around since the 1930s. And I believe 1937 is the year. It says so on the box in front of me right now. And the recipe and the hot donuts, all of that. I went into the whole like history of Krispy Kreme. And as I was leaving, they loaded me up with swag.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a t-shirt. They gave me, which I don't have anymore. I don't know what happened to that t-shirt. I must have given it away in a moment of, oh, I shouldn't have this a couple years later. They gave me a t-shirt. They gave me a huge, like 18 donut box of donuts to take back to the office with me. They gave me, I don't know, several other things. And I showed up at the newspaper office after I was done. And I was like, hey, they gave me donuts. And the lady, everybody I worked with in that office was women. Cause it was like a special, sections, like side office of the paper. It wasn't the full newsroom. And so they were all women, and I laid the box down, and every one of those women were too polite to tell me that I shouldn't have those, mm-hmm. but they did not take a donut.
Yeah. Too polite to tell you that you had committed a gross violation of journalistic ethics.
That's right.
You had been bought off.
Yes. I had been bribed, with donuts.
Matt, can I make a suggestion?
Please do.
Get into entertainment journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because no, like, you can just get stuff all the time.
Yeah, and who cares, right?
Yeah.
Who cares about ethics? Hilarious now that ethics in journalism has come to mean what it means now. Yes. Anyway, let's eat some donuts.
All right, now these were suggested to us by Jay Gonzo. So shout out to him for alerting us to the existence of these donuts. Now, I believe this is what made me curious to try these.
Now Image Comics artist Jay Gonzo. Lavoz de Mayo got picked up. Let's dig in. I guess we want to start with Reese's, right?
Yes. And
now I only got, as I said, I only got one.
No, there are two, Matt. Which one did you get?
I got the Chocolate Lovers because it was all I had left.
Okay. I got the Chocolate Lovers and the Peanut Butter Lovers because I fucking love peanut butter. And let me tell you, here's what made me curious about these. These are traditional ring donuts, hole in the middle and everything.
Yep.
But I believe they're filled.
Yeah, they are. They have peanut butter in them.
Which is very interesting. I like that you don't see that often. I feel like it is maybe structurally difficult to pull off.
And yet, they managed to do it. The engineers at Krispy Kreme finally cracked it.
Now, we should also note, these are a heavier cake donut than the standard Krispy Kreme.
Yes. I think that's part of the structural necessity for filling the donut with cream.
Almost assuredly.
All right, let's dig in. Let's do the chocolate one first.
All right.
And then we'll do the peanut butter one as a side.
It's fine.
You know what it is? If they just called this a peanut butter chocolate donut, I'd be like, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
But because of the need for hashtag brand synergy.
Right, right. You're going exactly where I want to go.
By virtue of calling this a Reese's donut, a Krispy Kreme Reese's donut, you kind of get neither thing.
Yeah. Because it's not the traditional Krispy Kreme donut. It's heavier. It's cake.
It's not a traditional Krispy Kreme donut, and it's not a Reese's cup. It's a Reese's cup with some bread in it, you know?
Yeah. And also, this is the Chocolate Lovers, and I gotta say, like, the peanut butter is there, but I don't feel like there's a good balance. It's certainly not a Reese's cup balance.
No. We talked about the balance of a Reese's cup. Please go back and listen to our Reese's episode. It's the perfect ratio of chocolate to peanut butter. And few other versions of Reese's cups get that right, you know? Mm-hmm. It's either too much of one or the other. And I feel like that's what's going on here. Like, the chocolate is there, but already, like, the Peanut Butter Lovers one must be all peanut butter because the chocolate here is, it's present, but it's not, the ratio is off.
Also, I'm a little disappointed that the filling, and I guess this is a necessity. It is very much like mixed into the interior donut.
Yeah,
it is not like the filling that you would get in a filled like a cream donut or anything.
Well, again, it's if you're filling a ring donut with cream, you're just doing whatever you can to get it in there. And it's not going to have that, like the pictures, like the promo photos of these donuts show the peanut butter being in there much more distinctly than it actually is in practice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to chomp into that peanut butter donut, see if there's any difference. I mean, if the ratio is off on the chocolate one, it's certainly going to be off on this one, I think.
All right, let's try it.
Although I think that is the donut is chocolate here on the chocolate one, right? Or a little chocolatey?
I don't think the donut is chocolate. I think the donut looks chocolatey because it has the chocolate filling.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
All right, let's see how this works. Also, underwhelming.
Underwhelming, okay.
Underwhelming. Like, part of me wants to stack these on top of each other and eat them both to see if I get a balance.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm going to do right now, actually. I have stacked these two donuts. I'm going to try and take a bite of both simultaneously. Weirdly better.
Weirdly better.
Weirdly better.
You're balancing it out.
I wonder if they had done the peanut butter icing on a chocolate donut, or if you want to get the Reese's cup effect, do the chocolate icing on a peanut butter donut. I think it would have been better than splitting it up. Why would they split it up to two, Matt? It doesn't make sense.
It's a weird choice. It is certainly a weird choice. Now, we're going to move on to donut number three here, the Oreo donut, which when I got these at the Krispy Kreme store down the road from me, the clerk who rang me up, she singled out the Oreo donut as one of her favorites.
Interesting. So,
I have high hopes for the Oreo donut. All right, we ready to go on this?
Yeah, man, let's do it. Which, again, I love Oreos, so this is setting a... It's drawing a comparison.
Yes, now, to be clear here, this is a traditional filled donut in the jelly-filled donut style. No hole. Also, not glazed. A yeast donut, but not glazed. All right, here we go.
This is better. I hope it is a comfort to our listeners that the one that you can get now without the aid of time travel is better.
Well, yes. Because instead of trying to approximate a thing with another thing, it's just putting one thing on top of another thing. Because this is just some crumbled up Oreo and frosting on top of a cream-filled Krispy Kreme donut.
Well, the cream is also Oreo cream.
That's true.
The cream, yeah. I believe, is like a sort of chopped up or blended Oreos into cream.
I took a big old bite of this thing, and I did not get much cream in the middle of the donut. But it is very good, especially compared to the Reese's one. I wish the Reese's one was better. The Oreo one is quite tasty.
Yeah. It's very sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I have eaten the equivalent of one Krispy Kreme donut and half of each of the Reese's. So I've eaten two donuts. I've eaten half of this, and I'm kind of like, I might be done with donuts. But I still have that one remaining, original glazed.
I think that is an across the board thing. RE sweetness. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only handle so much in a go.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but you and I, when we were on a trip together, we went to Krispy Kreme. I got so excited, I hopped a median in my car. We kind of fucked up a dozen between us, Matt.
Those were original hot glazed, though.
Yeah, you can eat original hot glazed. Those are one of those things that you can eat until you die, I think.
And perhaps I will.
Grim tidings from Matt Wilson.
What's your second on? What's your second on?
Time to rank. I think we're going to let's start with... Now, are we going to do the Reese's one separate?
I think we can do the Reese's together. They're not substantially different enough in quality or in taste, to be honest, yeah, to require doing them separately, I think.
All right, let's do them together then. Here's the one thing I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer them to M&M's Cookies and Scream.
Literally exactly where I was looking.
But any of the rest... they could go below.
Yeah, these aren't bad, but they're not good. These are, if you conjure the image of an average donut, that's these. Where do we think they stand vis-a-vis McDonald's McCafe coffee?
I prefer
a regular McDonald's coffee.
I prefer a regular McDonald's coffee.
I am much more likely to purchase a McDonald's coffee again than I am to purchase these.
Same. And here's the thing. McDonald's coffee is exactly what it says it is. It is a perfectly acceptable coffee.
It is the McDonald's of coffee.
It is exactly the McDonald's of coffee. Now, if they said it was Twizzler's McDonald's coffee.
Man, I like that you kind of just reflexively came up with the worst thing you could come up with.
Which I'm sure would taste like neither McDonald's coffee nor Twizzlers. It would be far worse.
Yeah, I think so.
But by the same token, I think caramel M&Ms are exactly what they say they are too. This might go right above the cookies and scream M&Ms.
Here's the thing. I'm going to lobby for putting it above the caramel M&Ms, but it is not a a taste or flavor reason, because you have to consider, Matt, that the act of snacking,
the snacking,
isn't just the food. It's also the process of getting it. It's also the value involved.
It's also
when we talked about
it's also the friends you made along the way.
It is. We talked like that's one of the reasons JJ's Red Hots is ranked so highly, because I almost only go to JJ's Red Hots with you and my writing partner Chad Bowers.
And it's always an enjoyable time with good friends. Yes.
The Wild Bill Soda Company. We had a big discussion of things beyond the flavor of the sodas. So what I'm going to say is the Krispy Kreme Reese's donuts do not involve a picture of a M&M tearing another M&M open and then using his guts for hair, which is on the fucking caramel M&M's package, and I hate it.
You've made a strong case, and I can accept that.
No one... I am going to say this right now. I am willing to give up the Christmas commercial if I could go back in time and keep them from ever anthropomorphizing M&Ms.
I mean, why does Santa Claus not believe that M&Ms exist?
Yeah! That's so weird!
Okay, so entering the list between McDonald's McCafe Coffee and Caramel M&Ms are the Krispy Kreme Reese's Donuts. Now, the Oreo, I think, is going to go a bit higher. Perhaps a good bit higher? How much higher?
I don't think it's as good as the Stroopwafel McFlurry, which I think is a very similar idea.
Yeah, I don't think it's as good as...
Because the Stroopwafel McFlurry is kind of the fulfillment of what you want. Like, it's literally just, they took a fucking Stroopwafel and put it in a blender.
They did. I think it's not as probably as good as movie theater ass popcorn, because another element of this is, could you keep eating it? Right.
Yeah, I could not keep eating this
movie theater popcorn. You can eat for a long time before you get sick of it.
About 90 odd minutes.
Yeah.
If you're in a end game situation, it will not last you the whole thing. But if you're like dropping in for a comedy, then it's great.
This Oreo donut, I made it like two bites before I was like, "Oh, I need a break."
I think it's better than Tim Tam Slams, because Tim Tam Slams were like structurally impossible.
Fair.
Where does it go related to the Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch?
Chips. I heard the dab. I think...
Hey, Matt, yeah. I didn't need to, but I actually physically did it.
I think the chips are better.
Okay.
I think the chips are better.
So the only thing we have in the middle there is Manicho, which has been a while since we had Manicho.
Manicho is also pretty good. It's like a wafer candy bar, which, you know, I love a wafer candy bar, which... I could eat an entire Manicho easy, one sitting. I think Oreo Krispy Kreme goes between Manicho and the Tim Tam Slam chalk malt and sticky caramel.
Yeah, I think that's the spot. That's the spot for it.
All right.
So that's the Krispy Kreme Oreo donut.
And Chris, I'm just going to type something into the list.
Okay.
You tell me what you think.
Okay. Matt has just entered the hot glazed Krispy Kreme donut. We should put hot glazed original Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay.
Because that is what it is known by in the trade. You've put that as the new number one.
I sure did. Where's the lie?
Here's the thing. It's either one or two.
It's either one or two.
That's the debate. Dollywood Cinnamon Bread is pretty fucking good.
Here's my argument about it being number one. Dollywood Cinnamon Bread is incredibly delicious. Of course it is. But I'm the closest person to it, geographically, between us.
Are you closer to Winston-Salem than I am?
No. But I have a Krispy Kreme right down the road from me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were, like, to the home.
No. I mean to Dollywood.
Okay.
But I still have to drive an hour plus to get there to get cinnamon bread. I still have to pay $70, $65 for admission to Dollywood just to have access to cinnamon bread. Cinnamon bread is the very definition of a special treat that you can only have after traveling a long distance and paying an admission fee to get into a theme park, right? So
to
obviously,
be fair, you can also get it at the Dollywood Dreammore Resort.
Okay. But either way, you have to travel to get it. So obviously it's rare. It's got rarity as part of the appeal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get more excited about it because it's so rare. I can go get a hot glazed Krispy Kreme donut anytime. I can drive 10 minutes to go get a dozen of them anytime I want. You know what still happens every time there's a hot glazed Krispy Kreme donut in front of me? I get excited.
And you do not get excited often.
Yeah. It is a wonderful treat that I have to stop myself from getting every day.
And again, we have been in a hotel room in an unfamiliar city, and I have looked at you and said, hey, find a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And we have gone.
Yeah.
The only other thing we do that with is Dairy Queen.
That city? Columbus, Ohio.
The city was Columbus, Ohio. But I feel like we've also done it other places. And here's what I will say. The only reason that I would consider not putting it at the top of the list vis-a-vis Dollywood Cinnamon Bread is this. I don't know what Asheville's like for donuts, but Durham, the Triangle, is a donut town. There is an embarrassment of donuts here. Sure. I could go to Monuts. I could go to Rise. I could go to Duck Donuts. There's a Duck Donuts in town.
Yeah, we have a Duck Donuts here too. But they're cake donuts, and I'm not wild about cake donuts.
That's surprising, because I feel like the Duck Donuts cake donut is the cake version of the Krispy Kreme donut. But that's if you don't like cake donuts, you don't like cake donuts. That's down to you. I don't know if I would choose a Krispy Kreme over a fancier Monuts donut. However, value-wise, a Krispy Kreme's like 89 cents or something.
Yeah, they're cheap. They're cheap. Well, here's the thing. I go to fancy donut places all the time. Or not all the time, but when I do, you know what my main comparison is? Like, okay, there are two tests for me with food. There's the Bojangles test, which is any fried chicken, even if I paid $15 for it, as good as Bojangles? And brother, there's fried chicken that I have paid way too much money for that has not passed the Bojangles test.
Were we on the show when we were watching that thing about eating fucking $100 fried chicken and both of us got furious?
We were not on the show, but I think we may have talked about it on the show. And I have my doubts as to whether that chicken passes the Bojangles test. Because they put caviar on it. The other test is the Krispy Kreme test. Is this donut as good as an original hot glue Krispy Kreme? And buddy, I don't know if I can tell you very many quote unquote craft donuts that pass that test.
Here's the other thing. And I think I'm talking myself into agreeing that the Krispy Kreme hot glazed original does in fact go at the top. A lot of foods, if they sit around, if you don't eat it immediately, a lot of foods lose their luster. You don't really want to drink a melted McFlurry, you know? You don't want to leave your Grippo's barbecue chips out overnight.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Krispy Kremes have a extended shelf life, and I'm not saying they're as good. It's not like a pizza situation where in a lot of ways cold pizza is even as good or sometimes better than hot pizza. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Laura Hudson once said leftover pizza is best over pizza, and that was a controversial statement, but I get where she was coming from.
I know a lot of people agree with that sentiment. I'm not in that camp. I want my pizza hot almost always.
I love a breakfast pizza the next morning.
Sure.
And not even like a specific breakfast pizza. Like I will get a Meat Lovers. I will pop that bad boy out of the fridge and eat it cold.
But I think I know what you're getting at here.
What I'm getting at is that a hot original Krispy Kreme donut, if you don't eat it immediately, just turns into a Krispy Kreme donut, which is still pretty fucking good.
And here's the other thing, Chris.
Uh-huh.
This is only true with Krispy Kreme donuts. There's uh-huh. no other kind of donut or perhaps food with which this is true. You can take that Krispy Kreme donut that became room temperature. You can pop it in the microwave for 8 seconds. It doesn't become exactly the same as a hot original glazed Krispy Kreme donut, but it's pretty close.
You're not wrong, Matt. I'm just doing a quick look at the nutritional information. 22 carbs in this thing, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a donut.
It's a donut, yeah. 190 calories per average Krispy Kreme donut. So are we doing this? Is it the new number one?
I mean,
is it the new snack to beat?
That's my stance. That's my stance. Because I honestly will have the Krispy Kreme test for the rest of my life. I will, as much as I love cinnamon bread, I will never do a cinnamon bread test.
I mean, I think you're right. I think we've got to do it. I think we've got to do it.
Folks, it's a monumental snack situation this month. New number one. Go to the mountaintops. Shout it to everyone so they know. A new snack has topped the list. And we'll be back next month with maybe another snack that's going to be number one. It won't be.
Almost sure. What? Okay, I have two questions for you before we leave.
Okay.
Where would the second best Krispy Kreme donut rank on this list?
Well below hot glazed original. No, nothing else even comes close. I think the second best is probably just like the glazed chocolate frosted donut. And it's probably below, it's probably like 6 or 7 on the list at best.
As far as what is available at Krispy Kreme, apple fritter probably goes number 2 because apple fritter is pretty hard to fuck up. But yeah, it would not come within an ass's roar. The second question I have for you, Matt, is there any, can you think of a snack that could come close? Like, off the top of your head, is there a snack you can think of that would have a shot?
No.
Yeah, I think it would have to be a full meal.
Yeah. I mean, I maybe dinner at Husk in Charleston.
Yeah.
Like, so few things can actually compete with a hot glazed original Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is one of Earth's perfect creations.
The Krispy Kreme donut, the song Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen, and Becky Lynch.
Newly engaged, congrats.
Congrats.
Mazel tov. We'll be back in September with a snack that's not as good. Until then, everybody, you can hit us up on our Tumblr, which is moviefighterscast.tumblr.com. You can email us at moviefighterscast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/warrocketajax. Bye, everybody. Yeah. Stay glazed.
And stay hungry.
What's your snack on? This has been a Kaleidos Media production.